KQED.
Cardinal Roger Mahony has apologized repeatedly. He's been relieved of official duties. His concern for the Roman Catholic Church's reputation over the safety of children has been rebuked as sad and evil by the sitting Archbishop of Los Angeles, Jose Gomez. But is it enough? As the public finally gets to comb through once confidential personnel files of suspected pedophile priests, people inside and outside the nation's largest archdiocese are asking if Mahony deserves punishment beyond public shaming. KPCC's Frank Stoltz reports.
Leaders of the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, or SNAP, have long argued for criminal prosecution of Cardinal Mahony. So while some called Archbishop Gomez's decision to relieve him of all public duties unprecedented and momentous, SNAP's Joel Castex was unimpressed.
What Gomez did was really little more than take away Mahony's key to the executive washroom.
Castex and other abuse victims are so angry because Mahony's handwriting is literally all over the files. He scribbles on one 1993 document, "Sad all the way around," about allegations a priest attempted to molest a boy at St. Francis of Rome in Azusa. In a typed memo, he assures an accused priest that the people of his parish will be told they should not interpret his transfer as an indication of guilt.
He clearly understood and knew what was going on.
Attorney Irwin Zelkin has represented dozens of victims, including the boys molested by the now deceased Joseph Buckley. He said the newly released files reveal that Mahony's lawyers concealed evidence during his case.
When I went back and looked at that file, they had records going back to 1965. They had complaints by parents who threatened to picket publicly if they didn't remove Buckley. That was never made known to us.
The L.A. District Attorney's Office is reviewing the new files. Mahony has apologized for the abuse that occurred and said he took steps to prevent it. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson, a former prosecutor, predicts any case against Mahony would seek to get around statutes of limitations by claiming obstruction of justice over many years.
What the prosecutors are going to try to do is basically say that these aren't really old crimes. What they are continuing efforts. It started back in the 80s or 90s when they had this plan to keep it away from the civil authorities. And it's gone on until recently.
But she says it's difficult to win that argument. The Supreme Court frowns on such continuing obstruction theories. She also says the church can argue it was merely asserting legal rights of confidentiality when it kept the document secret. Richard Sipe is a former Benedictine monk and therapist who counseled priests and closely followed the abuse scandal. He says the church's maneuvering over the files was about more than just protecting Mahony.
They implicate the highest people in the church. Because if you go deep enough, you're going to find that it goes all the way to the Vatican.
He says Mahony, as a cardinal, was in regular contact with Vatican officials and likely told them about the repeated allegations of abuse when he led the archdiocese from 1985 until 2011. The Vatican's press office did not respond to a request for comment. Sipe is amused by the interplay between Mahony and the man who replaced him as head of the L.A. Archdiocese over the last week. He praised Bishop Gomez for taking the unusual step of publicly criticizing Mahony.
But Mahony was right when he goes back and says, "Look, Gomez, you've known all this for 2 years. And you haven't spoken up until now."
But Castex of the Survivors Group says it is Mahony who is most to blame, a man who had powerful connections as leader of the nation's largest Catholic archdiocese.
Mayors of Los Angeles, governors of California, presidents and former presidents of the United States stood hand in hand with Mahony.
Where are those leaders now? Castex wonders.
All these documents are coming out, and not one of them has stood up and said, "Look at these horrible things that happened to the children of our city and our state. Something should happen to Mahony for this."
What's happened so far, and maybe all that ever happens, is damage to Mahony's reputation. The 76-year-old cleric now lives at his old North Hollywood parish. He is still able to celebrate Mass and, as a cardinal, vote for the next pope. For the California Report, I'm Frank Stoltz in Los Angeles.